Jerry Bader Show, 9:56, coming up in the next hour. There is a new study out, and this is the most comprehensive government study ever, of the percent of the population that reports itself as being gay. Have you heard the story, Jason? Take a guess. What percentage, this is from, I believe, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. According to their study, roughly what percent of the American population reports as gay? Jason says 30%. I'm not going to say on the air whether you're anywhere near close. I will say this. Jason says 30%. All I will say is I was stunned by the number. I was stunned. I won't say if I was stunned because Jason is right. And you may have heard it. It's been in the news. We're going to ask you if you think the number is right. NASA says we're not alone in the universe. It's highly unlikely we're alone in the universe, NASA experts are saying, and we may be close to finding alien life. In fact, it may happen in the next 2 decades. If it happens, I hope it happens while I'm alive. NASA had a panel discussion at the agency's Washington headquarters on Monday, where space experts talked about the search for Earth-like planets that host life. Based on recent advancements in space telescope technology, scientists estimate that in the coming decades, we will confirm suspicions we're not alone. We told you about this, where there are some 40 billion planets that could sustain Earth-type life. So if 1% of 1% of 1% do, you're still talking a lot of planets. We took calls on this topic when that was first reported, how many, if to use Star Trek parlance, Class M planets there are out there. And I said, I think it's more likely than not that there's intelligent life out there. And I'd like to be excited about this pronouncement by NASA, but this is the same space organization that has embraced man-caused global warming. So it's hard for me to get just too excited about it, because they're so full of crap and have become so politicized on that. However, I think science is... I agree. Now, we'll discover it in 10, 20 years? I don't know. As I said, if it's out there, I hope we do while I'm still around to see it, because it will be the greatest moment changer, I think, in human history. 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.